This is Alfred Vallach with the law firm of Savage Combs and Vallach. The topic of this podcast is vehicle repossession. In other words, if you're unable to pay your bills, could you lose your car? First, if you miss car payments, the company that loaned you the money to purchase the car can likely take back your car in what is called repossession. The right to take back your car for non-payment usually comes from the terms of the signed loan agreement when you buy your car. Usually a few missed payments and the loan company will start calling you and sending you warning letters. Warning calls and letters will ultimately lead to repossession. Once the company repossesses your car, it can then sell your car at an auction and apply that money to pay down the amount that you still owe. In situations where the car is part of your promise to pay back a loan, the answer is yes, you could lose your car if you don't make your car payments. Bankruptcy, it's important to note, can immediately stop this process, or at least stay the process. If you haven't paid other bills like credit cards or utilities or a payday loan, you could still lose your car, but the situation is a bit different and the company must take a few extra steps. For example, the company must sue you first to get a judgment in court. With that judgment in hand, the company can then apply to the court to have the sheriff take your car and sell it at an auction. This process is similar to repossession, and it's called a writ of attachment. The company would then use the money from the sale of your car as payment down on the amount that you owe. Again, bankruptcy can stop and delay this process too. It is also important to note that Florida offers a $1,000 car exemption. Unfortunately, this exemption is still very low and hasn't changed in many years. It means that if your car is worth less than $1,000, which very few cars are, you get to keep the car and it's exempt from this attachment. Another scenario is where exemption applies is if your car has less than $1,000 in equity. This often happens when you owe more than the car's worth. If a sheriff takes your car under a writ of attachment, you can apply to the court for recognition of your exemption and request the return of your vehicle if it falls squarely within that exemption. As you can see, it can be very stressful when you're unable to pay your bills on time. Depending on your situation, bankruptcy can help stop the taking of your car and provide you with the relief necessary for a fresh start. For immediate help and more details, please call me at Savage Combs and Vallach, PLLC. My telephone number is 813-251-4890. You could also find us on the web at www.savagelaw.us.